Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 342. A Method of Evangelism We Have Overlooked. Could it be that there is a method of evangelism that we have in a great degree overlooked? Truly successful evangelism requires two criteria. 1. Propagation of an evangelistic message by every method available, including TV and state-of-the-art electronic productions. 2. But the message itself must be correct, faithful to biblical revelation. Paul says that he is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. The power is built in within the message itself. The truth of the gospel is so dynamic that it is virtually self-propagating if it is freed of the confusion that Babylon's wine produces. Jesus' dictum is true, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Perhaps we haven't realized how true those words are. The Lord said that if we can break through the clouds of confusion from Babylon that envelop His cross, we shall see great success in genuine, lasting soul winning. If I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all to myself, He promised. Consistent with this promise is the prophetic account in Revelation 18, the coming time when the earth is to be lightened with the glory of the closing message. It will specifically be free of any confusion from Babylon's righteousness by faith. Once the final message becomes clear, every honest-hearted human soul will heed the call to come out of her Babylon, my people. It's the gospel that's the power of God to salvation. Once the humblest soul grasps what it means, his inmost soul becomes that well of living water springing up into everlasting life, refreshing all who come near him. The power won't be in the training of literary institutions though that can glorify God, too. It's easy to say that it will be the Holy Spirit, but that's a cop-out if we forget that He is the Spirit of truth, and if we forget that that truth is the truth of the gospel. That's where the power is. What stands in our way? Jesus tells us, our rich, and increased with goods evangelism pride.